Camps, this is Andrew. How can I help you?
Hey, Andrew, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Busy, doing well yourself?
Not bad for a Monday morning.
Cool. How can I help you out?
I have another guy who needs financing. And just before we get started, I need to let you know. I think he tried to get something through his bank. And okay. I think he's hesitant to provide, like, his financial details, if you would. Okay. So I don't know if that's going to be an issue regarding the financing.
All right. Can you tell me a little about your customer, and I can tell you if it's doable or not?
Okay, so basically it's two brothers, and they just moved here from Chicago. I think they have business previously, but they're going to open like a brand new restaurant without, I think they have some money to put down, but I don't know if that's going to be, you know, something that you can do for him. He's right now, I currently have him about 17.6 for, you know, the furniture and everything. And then I think he's going to have more equipment later on.
This is what I would tell you. It really comes down to you not wasting your time. You've mm-hmm. got a guy that probably needs a reality check. So
okay.
What I would tell him is, I'd say, you know, I guess the question is he asking for financing or are you trying to push it on him or what's the deal?
No. He's asking for financing. I think the problem that he has is I don't think he has a lot of documentation regarding his tax returns and stuff like that. So I don't know what the deal was. Whenever I talk to him, it seems like he's hesitant when it comes to financial documents. So I don't know. Maybe you have better luck.
I mean, this is what I would do. So you don't waste your. I hate playing games with people. It's not a good way to do things. So yeah. I would just tell him the truth. Right now, there's really not a marketplace for startup business financing. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. most banks are customer service oriented, so they're told to be very, very polite rather than just telling people the truth. So I would just tell them the truth. I'd say, look, business financing is very difficult. Startup financing is extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. However, we do not require tax returns. Most people that don't want to provide tax returns is because they don't file them, just so you know, in my experience. I have a lot of customers mm-hmm. that do not file their tax returns for years on end. So for a startup restaurant, I do have a program where you can get up to about $30,000 with just your application. That's it. I don't need tax returns, and I don't need bank statements.
So you just give out free money to people? What's the catch?
We didn't require any tax returns on your other deal. I mean, we asked for them, but they weren't helpful.
I thought that's why the guy was pissed, is because of all the all the documents that's required.
No, the guy's pissed because he's pissed. The other deal, you have to understand, Andrew, most people, their tax returns don't show good things. I just was trying to understand the story. I was too nice. That's reality on the other day. I was just too nice. I wasted my time, but I wanted to impress you with an approval. Most of our files do not require tax returns to get approved. Even on startups, I do have programs that require tax returns. I have programs that don't. So I do have two programs that I have available for brand new businesses that do not require tax returns. The other go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't mean to just cut you off there. Okay. So if you don't require a tax return, then how do you justify, you know, the loan onto, you know, like a brand new startup?
Most startups, it's a 50-50 coin flip. That's the truth. So we take risk. There is no justification of loans. There is most startups, if you looked at their tax return, I mean, put it this way. Most of the business owners that we deal with, and this is just the harsh reality, the entrepreneurs, their tax returns aren't helpful. I have business owners I work with all day long who drive an S-Class Mercedes, and they say on their tax returns that they lose $25,000 a year and they don't make any money. So I don't think going down a path of asking for tax returns is necessarily always the best idea. Sometimes it is, but it's usually not.
Okay. So basically you just have faith in people and expect them to do the right things.
No, I have programs. I have programs that I'm a matchmaker. So I have programs that are available for your clients that have really good credit and have great tax returns. I have programs mm-hmm. that are available for your customers that are expanding. I have programs that are available for your customers that have one guy has good credit, one guy has bad credit. I have different types of programs available, so I do everything. I mean, like, for example, my expansion, I'm doing a deal for an Excel dealer right now out of LA, and when it's all being said and done, we're going to give $170,000 in financing to his customer. His customer doesn't have good tax returns. They're starting a second location with a similar name, but it's not like these tax returns help. But for this specific client, I would just say, hey, look, they're going to need your personal information. No tax returns. They can go up to $30,000 if you're interested. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. What about the interest? Is it going to be something crazy, or is going to be?
It's going to be high. He's going to pay back a lot.
What are we talking about?
It's going to be high. It's going to be high because
high. It's like 30-40% or more like 80%.
Not 80%. I'd say it's going to be similar to like what you experience with the time payment rate. It's going to be similar to that for this kind of guy.
Okay. So, I mean it's still not too bad. We're talking about 30-40%. Okay.
I'm always selling payments. It's going to be a way to get this guy to order furniture to get from point A to point B.
Okay. Yeah. I think this might work out with this guy. So let me send you his information. I think I sent you the quote.
You did.
Yeah. Will you be able to give him a call? I don't think it'll be an issue. I mean,
I'll give him a drink.
And then just call me back or send me an email. Let me know what's going on, and before you call him, give me about 10 minutes. Let me let him know that you'll be calling. That way, everything will go smoothly. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Ruben. All right. Hey, appreciate your help.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.